Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The term narcissist has been used a lot recently. To quote Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride, "You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means." In Greek mythology, Narcissus was a hunter blessed with remarkable physical beauty and a very high opinion of his beauty. He was attracted to a pool, saw his reflection, and became transfixed. He stared at his image until he wasted away. In our popular language, narcissist gets used to describe people who have a very high opinion of themselves, but the word also describes a formal diagnosis of a person with a full-blown personality disorder. About 6% of the adult population suffer from this disorder, or make others suffer, depending on your relationship with that person. Diagnosing a mental disorder is serious and complicated. It should only be handled by a licensed physician. It should not be based on sound bites, media interviews, or Twitter messages. In fact, there's a section of the Code of Ethics of the American Psychiatric Association informally called the Goldwater Rule. It's called that because of an article in 1964 where a magazine polled several thousand therapists to see if they thought Barry Goldwater was mentally fit. Over half said he was unfit, but Goldwater sued the magazine and won. The APA found it is unethical for a psychiatrist to offer a professional opinion on a person in the public limelight unless he or she has conducted an examination and has been granted proper authorization for such a statement. But hey, I'm no psychiatrist. I'm just a guy with 3 minutes of airtime. And here's some information about narcissists. Dr. Joseph Brugo wrote the book, The Narcissist You Know. He says narcissists are compelled to talk about themselves and exaggerate their accomplishments. He says they are hyper-competitive. Their accomplishments have to be the biggest and the best. Their crowd was the largest, their victory margin the widest, and they hang on to these opinions despite evidence to the contrary. Brugo says narcissists hold grudges when they're criticized, even though they look confident on the outside. Even a small criticism can cause a narcissist to seek revenge. Do you try to admit when you're wrong? Narcissists don't. They find someone to blame and refuse to be held accountable. Psychology, mythology, quotes from Princess Bride. This all sounds like stuff from the liberal bubble, right? So, here's what's important for you to know in your bubble. Narcissists will change the facts to make sure they look good. Alternative facts are not facts. Narcissists overreact to criticism and are susceptible to flattery. Saturday Night Live is the enemy and Putin is our friend. And they don't just snap out of it. They will surround themselves with a small number of people who pump them up, and that's what you need to keep your eye on. Most importantly, narcissists are not public servants, they are self-servants. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.